app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A possible ground invasion in Gaza by Israel has been days in the making. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe on what may be behind a go-slow approach.
It's been described to us as essentially the U.S. urging Israel to just really think through what it may ultimately decide to do and what the results or the effects of that would be. Officials have stressed that this is not the U.S. dictating terms of what it should do, but merely sort of asking questions or reminding them of past experience in the United States after terrorist attack.
The UN says 20 more aid trucks went from Egypt into Gaza today. This Palestinian woman says it's been a challenge to get food.
Even bread, it's very rare. We have to go to far places. It takes you like 5 hours to get your bread. It's not enough for all of the family.
CBS's Chris Livesay says Israel's eyes are on where that assistance ends up.
If they get one whiff of this winding up in the wrong hands, they can cut it off. Now, they don't control the entrance at Rafah, but they control the skies. They have airstrike capability. So they're definitely going to be paying very close attention to how this aid is distributed.
There have been more attacks on American troops in the Middle East, as we hear from correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon says two drones were fired at a base in southern Syria where U.S. troops are located. They're believed to have been fired by Iranian-backed militia, but there's no indication the leadership in Iran ordered the attacks. Still, the Pentagon says the U.S. will hold Iran responsible. No American personnel were injured.
Officials say no one was hurt on a regional passenger jet in the Pacific Northwest after trouble in the cockpit.
Alaska Airlines Flight 2059, heading from the Seattle area to San Francisco Sunday evening, was diverted to Portland, Oregon, after a jump seat passenger inside the cockpit tried to disable the engines.
Got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. Doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued. Yeah, we want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
That audio is from ATC.net. There were no injuries. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
From Detroit, reporter Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ has more on today's expansion of the strike against the big three automakers.
Sterling Heights Assembly makes Ram 1500 pickups. That's the biggest moneymaker for parent firm Stellantis. 6,800 workers now added to the picket lines. That puts more than 40,000 UAW members on strike.
Checking Wall Street. Right now, stocks have turned around. The Dow is up 96 points. NASDAQ up 154. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire woman was arrested over the weekend for operating a vehicle while intoxicated with children in the car. After a traffic stop at 3:37 a.m. on Sunday morning, Wisconsin State Troopers investigated and performed a field sobriety test. Following the test, 34-year-old Rochelle Lynn Olson was arrested and charged with operating a vehicle under the influence of an intoxicant while having passengers under 16 years old. She was also charged with driving with a revoked driver's license. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced more than $402 million in funding for financial assistance through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The funding will be available to 106 municipalities across the state to improve the quality of drinking water for Wisconsinites. The funding will be used to replace lead service lines and target PFAS contamination in small and disadvantaged communities across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two on the big show. If you're just tuning in, you're like, wait a minute, show starts at one. Well, that's what you would not be wrong if you listened to what's going on the air. You'd think that, right? But as it turns out, no. We have a brand new time slot on noon until 2, Monday through Friday. And then Matt Flynn now comes on from 2 until 4. So that's your new schedule. And we're happy to be here. 1 o'clock, though, is still one of the hours that we used to have. So glad to be here, Mr. Sommers. Glad we'll have a little lunch. Then we'll have a little 1 o'clock hour. There you go.
Yeah, and if you are tuning in now, being like, dang it, I missed the first hour. Well, now you know for tomorrow.
And you could also go back and listen to our podcast.
Probably the more important thing to mention.
You can listen to the podcast and have a good time doing so. I want to update you because I told you that I would before the break there. And you may have heard at the top of the hour national news that according to the Pentagon, the U.S. Navy is saying that the USS Kearney used SM-2 missiles and its 5-inch guns to shoot down 4 land attack cruise missiles and 15 drones in the Mediterranean. Now, according to Pentagon press secretary, they're framing this downing as a, quote, self-protection move, unquote, and said that the ship itself, the USS Kearney, was not ordered to shoot down the missiles by the Pentagon, but the commander on the ship did so as a self-protection move.
Which just makes sense, really.
Which just makes sense. So, but again, to think that this is, you know, not serious business is just a misnomer. It is serious business, and it's why we need a Speaker of the House, and it's why we need Derek Van Orten to actually represent the 3rd District and be in Washington instead of going on this rogue mission over to Israel. Let's go quickly to the phones, 844-967-2789. Joe here in Madison, you wanted to comment on Mr. Van Orten.
Yeah, I did. I think it's pretty important to counter some of what is being touted about this man. First off, I read a bit about his daughter who died. She's apparently a lovely person, and it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy.
And we have said that.
I would say to that every day there are people in the third who who have gone to work, and even though they have suffered a tragedy, they get to work. They aren't blowing up the world with F-bombs. They aren't going rogue into the Middle East as a result of tragedies that they suffered in their families. And I would also say that saying that he took a vow to the Jewish people, he took a vow to the American people. He's being paid a salary because of the vow that he took to the American people. And part of that means you don't diss the commander-in-chief overseas. You don't screw up any kind of efforts that are going ahead to deal with American hostages held by Hamas And may I also add that there are Palestinian Americans who are having an incredibly difficult time trying to get out of Gaza. They are Palestinian Americans. So I just think people from the third, you know, were dropping F-bombs and just leaving their work without telling anybody where they were going to be. Would they still have a job?
No.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Great call, Joe. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. All great points. And again, we gave our sympathies to Derek Van Orden when he had his daughter pass of cancer, one of them. We didn't say a word about Derek Van Orden for a month and a half to give him time to grieve. But he started to reengage politically. And to Joe's point, so did we. And people have tragedies every day. We talked about one of them last Friday to close out the show. My property manager died unexpectedly after giving birth to her third child. Tragic. But to Joe's point, things happen every day. And people still get up and go to work and life continues. And one tragedy in your life does not give you license to abdicate your entire job and not represent the people that elected you. And to Joe's point, and again, we have said this before, all loss of life is unacceptable and tragic. And I think I said this earlier, not only are there 20 hostages being held by, reportedly, American hostages held by Hamas, that yes, there are, I believe, over 200 American Palestinians trying to get out of Gaza right now. And what Van Orden is doing by going rogue is because he is a member of Congress. People here in the Hamas, rather, they aren't going to realize this guy is just basically a peon congressperson. He's not part of leadership. He's not respected. He doesn't have a lot of power in the United States. But, you know, internationally, he's recognized as a United States congressman. So this guy could completely disrupt all these negotiations to try to get Americans back safely. Let's go quickly to Jack and Merrimack. Jack, we've got a minute left. Jack, what say you?
I got a really good idea. Let's have about six or seven more Republican congressmen, House of Representatives members go over to the Middle East. And then let's take a vote for Speaker of the House, because then the Republicans would be the minority. I think that would work real fine.
Now, Jack, not a bad idea at all. Not a bad idea at all. Yeah, just kind of change the dynamics a little bit. I like that. Jack and Merrimack, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back to you. So we're going to kind of turn a page a little bit here. A brand new segment on the Todd Allball Show at our new time slot from noon until 2. What's worse? Take your phone calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
A sprinkle or two possible this morning with gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon. We'll get to around 60 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high near 70. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. If you thought the show, he's doing this, the show just started. No, the show started at noon. Starting today, the show is now from noon until two, Monday through Friday. Then Matt Flynn follows us for a big 2 hour show, two until four. But glad to have you along in hour number two, Mr. Zommers, a little Taylor Swift there.
Yeah, thanks to one of our listeners, Andrew. We were talking about over the break which Taylor Swift song to use, and this one ended up being really fitting, starting it with, oh, hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
Anti-hero, the name of the song, right?
Yes.
I mean, I like Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie, but yeah. Thank you for Andrew. Thank you to Andrew and Verona for that suggestion. Well, here's the deal. Now that we're at noon till 2, we're thinking we should spice things up a little bit. We should have like a couple of regular segments. So we're going to try things out this week, see what works, see what doesn't. So thanks to our co-executive producer and the fantastic writer's room that we have, the multiple people in the writer's room, we have here a new segment we're calling What's Worse? What's Worse? So we're going to ask you a question. We're going to pose a question, not particularly serious, but a little fun. What's worse? And we want to know which one of these things is worse, and we want you to call in at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So here's today's question coming up. Yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were playing at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Big game for the Chiefs yesterday. They won 31-17. Chiefs are now 6-1 in the AFC. Killing it. Travis Kelce, big receiver there, had a big game. And some people are attributed to the fact that his new girlfriend, internationally renowned Taylor Swift, this is like her fourth or fifth game she's been at. And I don't believe they've lost to any of the games that she's been at. And the thinking is now she's a good luck charm. Travis Kelce has just played out of his mind, doing a great job. But here's the thing. All these games that she's at, whether it's Sunday Night Football on NBC or Monday Night Football on ESPN, they keep cutting to the suite in which Taylor Swift is there along with like his mom, I believe, and just a whole cadre of Kelce family. And people are coming to these games and buying tickets at the stadiums at record numbers and prices, by the way. Because Taylor Swift is just in the building and they might flash her up on the Jumbotron in the stadium for 5 seconds. I mean, young girls who don't care a thing about football, I guess guys too, are coming to these NFL games just to see Taylor Swift. The numbers for football games that are broadcast by Kansas City through the roof.
Man, I would hate to be Taylor Swift right now because like when you're the most successful woman in the world, or at least, I can't think of anybody else.
I mean, Oprah Winfrey, it's hard to be her. Yeah.
Right now, I think Taylor Swift is hotter right now.
Right, the moment.
In culture. When you're currently the biggest like woman in the world culturally. You can't just do stuff. You can't just live your life. You're always under, you're always a spectacle, and everything you do creates a giant following. So it's no surprise that Travis Kelce's, that's his name, right?
Yeah. Right, yes, Travis Kelce.
I got confused for a second because I was thinking
Taylor Swift. It looks like Kelce, but he pronounces it Kelce.
Yes, that's right. That's why I was confused. Right. But when you have the most successful woman in the world by your side, you can be like, yep, that's right.
Right. He's very proud.
I'm a winner.
Right. Oh, he's a big winner. So here's the question. What's worse? That the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? Which one of those things bugs you the worst? Which one of those things gets under your skin the worst? What's worse, that Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being an international power couple? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. I don't consider myself a Swiftie, meaning I'm part of her big fan club, but I've said on this show before, I admire her. I think she is a great example for young women in particular. She's done it her own way. She's enormously talented when it comes to singing, songwriting, and playing instruments. I mean, I'm not, as to Mr. Zahmer's point, I'm not sure that there's anybody hotter right now in this moment than Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you a little fun? Nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun. But what's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? And a lot of people say, why in the world is the NFL giving her this much airtime, TV time? Well, part of it's because Taylor Swift has like two or three times the followers on social media, that is, than the entire NFL. So that's part of it. They're getting a lot of free advertising because of Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789. Which one is worse? Which is worse? What's worse? Get it right. Yeah, it's a new segment. Give me a break. What's worse? That the Republicans can't elect a Speaker, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Brooklyn. I just drove through Brooklyn last night. Peggy in Brooklyn, what say you?
Taylor Swift, it would be very much appreciated if she would say, Congress, get your rear in gear. Because she would push that, she would have so many people going, they would be chanting them.
That is great.
Just sucks. I mean, they represent everyone, and they think they only represent their little pod.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Yes, she needs to push it. I'm not kidding. She needs to stand up and shout.
Peggy, this is the best call I've had all day so far. You've nailed it. I think you're absolutely right. If Taylor Swift would tell the Republicans to get their act together, that might be enough public pressure to make him do something. Great call.
If nothing else, she should make a song about it.
Right?
I mean, come on. She writes her own stuff all the time.
I love it.
It can't be that hard.
That's fantastic. Peggy, really appreciate the call. Great job. Appreciate it. Which one is worse? What's worse? That Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Mike, here in Madison, what's worse?
Well, obviously it's got to be the Republicans. I mean, you can't blame Taylor Swift. And I like you. I'm not a Swiftie, but I admire her a lot.
Right.
You can't blame her for going to a game. I mean, she's just going to a game. It's the media that's making the big deal out of it. It's the TV camera up there.
Yes.
She's got to put her red lips on every Sunday. And they got to, you know, we've got to stare. Oh, look, there she is with her mom and what's his name. What? It's crazy. I mean, it's sad that it's come to this. Oh, God, we're so annoyed about Taylor Swift up there. Just go to a football game. Don't put the freaking camera on her.
But you, Mike, you understand the point. The NFL wants this because she has like two or three times the social media following the NFL does. And every time that the Swifties start talking about it, that's huge promotion for the NFL. Oh.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm sure that the 30-second cost for advertisement went up by a minimum of 20% just since she shut up.
Absolutely.
So the execs are licking their chops, and it comes down to the money, doesn't it, my brother?
Because some people are, I'm not making this up, there are people out there on social that they are letting this get into their skin, like under their skin. Like they are so annoyed when they tune in for a football game that there's all this attention on Taylor Swift.
Well, obviously, they are, when you say power, I don't know if they're such a power couple yet.
Well, I mean, that's fair. They're getting attention.
I mean, he's a Pfizer guy, which, you know, I mean, he promotes the jab, right, which is great.
Yeah.
And she's obviously progressive. So, you know, that's part of the enigma that's pissing off some people. But, oh, God, again, right. What are these lips doing out of Kansas City, Missouri?
Appreciate
it. Holly, for God's sake.
Right?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Mike and Matt, a great call. This is fantastic. See, this is exactly what we're looking for. What's worse, that Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting under people's skin? Going to the text line, WMDX, Andrew from Verona says, T-Swift for S-O-T-H, Speaker of the House. Right? Just kind of like Dolly Parton. Wouldn't it be great, Taylor Swift up there in the chair just looking at those Republicans saying, why you got to be so mean?
Maybe they can take shifts. Maybe
she looks at Jim Jordan and says, we're never, ever getting back together, as in ever.
Yeah, maybe.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say, maybe they can take shifts, Dolly and Taylor Swift. They can figure it out. Like, one of them goes on tour while the other is speaker, and then they switch.
Right. I think that'd be great. Where Jim Jordan, you're never, ever going to be speaker, as in ever.
God, I hope so.
WMDX Wes from Middleton says, the speaker is worse. What's worse? That Republicans can't elect a speaker, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple getting under people's skin? Wes and Middleton says, the speaker, no contest. Both Taylor and Travis seem like decent folks. Hopefully they make each other happy. I'm all for it. National embarrassment versus bubbling young love. I totally agree with Wes from Middleton. I think the people that are ticked off about Taylor and Travis getting together are people who are just lonely, right? They're jealous. That's what I think it is, right?
Yeah, and also I think there's maybe a little bit of elitism in there. Like, I don't listen to girls' pop music. I'm a big manly man, and I play football.
They're just ticked off that Taylor Swift is honing in on their football time. I think it's great. I also think it's great that apparently Al Michaels is very annoyed by this. Al, the great broadcaster, I love Al Michaels, but apparently he's very ticked off about the fact that Taylor Swift is taking up so much airtime. 844-967-2789. Which is worse, the Republicans can't elect a speaker, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Jim in Madison, what say you?
Well, it's the Republicans' constituents who elect all these idiots to the House of Representatives. I mean, if you want to be pissed off at somebody, be pissed off at your local neighbor who does this stuff.
Well, it's true, right? That's a good point, Jim. It's the voters that are sending these people to Congress that can't govern.
Yeah, and it's taking the country down the toilet. I mean, it's just ridiculous what goes on in the House. I mean, Jordan didn't do anything, put any legislation passed in 16 years of being...
Appreciate it. Jim, we're up against the break. Jim, thank you so much for calling. Got to go to the break. Great segment. Great calls. What's worse? Back with more on the other side, including what's happening in Ukraine. Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden on the same page, in his own words. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Israel has been expected to start its ground invasion of Gaza for days, but it hasn't happened yet. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the White House isn't concerned about that.
Part of the reason why they're okay with it essentially being dragged out, the beginnings of some kind of an invasion, is it might buy time for other hostages to be released?
There have been several reports circulating about possible releases, but there's nothing official yet. The FBI says threats to Muslim and Jewish concerns in this country are up. Portland, Oregon special agent in charge, Kieran Ramsey.
We want to make sure if people are out there threatening people with violence, that we take action to make sure that violence doesn't happen and that we can restore some sense of safety and security to folks in the community.
Striking actors in Hollywood studios will start renegotiations tomorrow. Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson.
Hard to predict what's going to happen. The previous meetings they've had have pretty much led to deadlocks.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023. 10-23-23, Mr. Summers. How about that?
Man, I remember 11:11 p.m. Really? On 11:11 in 2011.
Really?
I was watching the critically acclaimed movie The Green Hornet. Just kidding, that's a terrible movie.
Your birthday isn't on that date, is it?
No, I just remember getting together for 11:11 on 11:11.
11:11.
11. And this is not quite to that level of numbers repeating.
My favorite number, by the way, is 11T7.
Is that was that Bilbo's age in Lord of the Rings? No, that's almost. I think sure. It was his 11D1st is what he said when he was 111. Something
11T7.
Like that.
A great number. Anyway, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock at the top of the hour. fasten your seatbelts, open up the vodka, and get ready for 2 hours of Matt Flynn. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Matt, he's tan, rested, and ready, understand. I had the honor of filling in for Matt on Friday. It was a good time had by all. And thank you to Kelvin for doing a great job on the board. Matt is back after being off on Friday. He is back, had to prepare himself for a two-hour show. Matt Flynn going 2 hours today, starting at the top of the hour from 2 until 4.
A return to form, perhaps. If you've been a long time Matt Flynn listener, he used to have the morning slot of 6 to 8. Oh, yeah. And I produced him for a little bit there. It was a good time. Got a lot of callers. And most of them followed him to the afternoon because people like Matt Flynn direct.
Exactly. I the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. Always going to learn something. Always something new. Matt Flynn direct coming up at his new time, starting at 2 o'clock, 2 until 4. We now, in case you're just tuning in, are on from noon until 2. So grab your lunch. Turn on your radios an hour earlier. Noon until 2 now. For our program. I want to finish up on this, a couple more notes here on what's worse, the Republicans not electing a speaker or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift being annoying people, some people in the football world, for taking over the NFL. Here's a texter from, from WMDX Tammy here at Madison says, hands down is the Speaker of the House debacle. Most of the Republicans I know don't even know there's a debacle going on. This is actually Tammy calling from Virginia, as a matter of fact. We appreciate that listenership over on the East Coast in Virginia. Also, let's see here. This was, just Angie from Monroe on WMDX basically saying of Derek Van Orten, which we talked about earlier, that, if he gets in trouble over there in Israel, it's kind of on his own volition because he left on his own. Thank you for the text. You can always text us on the Civic Media app on Apple or iPhone, or give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789.
You can if you're watching the stream, you can leave a comment, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those good sources. Maybe be like Jeff Perry, who must have just tuned in.
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Taylor Swift is Speaker of the House?
That's exactly what's happened. The Republicans have elected Taylor Swift as speaker. And let me tell you, the costume changes are fantastic.
They've done a really good job of porting the Eras Tour into a smaller space.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's a new segment we're trying out this week. We're going to try it out in the second half of the show every day this week. What's worse? So if you have any suggestions for us, you can always text us or give us a call. But we will pose a question to you in the second hour of the show. What's worse? Want to get back to a couple of other headlines of the day before we turn it over to Matt at the top of the hour here. And with all of this attention being put on the war in Israel, and reports are now that Israel is preparing for, quote unquote, a multilateral operation from sea, ground, and air, according to their defense minister, against Hamas. And this has a true unfortunate possibility of expanding regionally. And that's why it's so critical to have a leadership like Joe Biden. That's why it's so critical to have an operational Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, to make sure that our interests are being protected, not just the interests of Israel, but also to as much as possible, the innocent civilians in the Palestinian areas, particularly Palestinian Americans trying to get out of the West Bank and American Jewish Americans, Israeli Americans who are being held hostage by Hamas. All this is a tinderbox of diplomacy. And as we said, we have a Yahoo like Derek Van Orden who is over there on a rogue mission that could ignite this at any time. But to have a working Congress is critical, not just for the situation right now in the Middle East, but we haven't heard a lot lately about what's going on in Ukraine. Remember, there is still a war raging, an attack by Russia on the innocent democracy of Ukraine. They have committed genocide, Russia has, in Ukraine. And we also need a Speaker of the House that's going to make sure that our interests in Ukraine are supported. One of those interests is making sure that we help the Ukrainian people get the military arms that they need to defend themselves and to defeat Russia. And there's been a lot of talk, particularly by mega Republicans, about their opposition to this, saying that, oh my gosh, you know, we're sending all this money to Ukraine. What do we get out of it? Forgetting, of course, that preserving democracy in Ukraine is avoiding American troops getting directly into a European war. Because if any of our NATO allies are attacked according to treaty, a strike on one is a strike on all. And the United States would be drugged into a direct war with Russia. So it is in our interest for the Ukrainians to win. That, you know, putting aside the fact, it's also just a humanitarian thing to do. And so there's been a lot of talk by mega Republicans, Trump Republicans, not even Republicans, just Trumpsters, mega folks, against what's happening in Ukraine. So this weekend, yesterday, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, sat down with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And remember, Mitch McConnell is no softy here when it comes to, he is a conservative, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. But just like we were talking earlier about Derek Van Orden, and that there is an unwritten, maybe even a written rule in Congress, that you don't go on foreign soil and attack the president of the United States, whomever he or she may be, from whatever party they may be. You don't do that, particularly during wartime. You just don't. And so here you have Derek Van Orden breaking that rule. It's also critical that Congress, whenever possible, side with the president in these international type of issues. And remember, Republicans for years, I was a member of the party for almost 30 years until 2011 when I left. For years, the Republican Party stood against Russia, against the Soviet Union, against communism. Stood, as Reagan called it, the shining city on a hill for democracy around the world. Those were fundamental tenets and principles of the Republican Party. And now you have Republicans, leadership Republicans, abandoning that and supporting Putin, supporting communism, supporting Russia. But yet Mitch McConnell at least has the chutzpah to step forward and speak some truth on Face the Nation. Margaret Brennan, the host, here's what Mitch McConnell said in talking yesterday on Face the Nation.
It is all interconnected.
And you've said that you believe there is enough oversight of aid to Ukraine. Why hasn't that persuaded some members of the Republican caucus?
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money is really going. A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We're rebuilding our industrial base. The Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest rivals. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. And also the notion that the Europeans are not doing enough. They've done almost $90 billion. They're housing a bunch of refugees who escaped. Mm-hmm. I think our NATO allies in Europe have done quite a lot.
You sound like you have a lot in common with President Biden in his worldview, based on what you just laid out.
Well, not on the domestic side, but on this issue that we were discussing today, we're generally in the same place.
There's Mitch McConnell, Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, former Senate Majority Leader, now Minority Leader for the Republicans, lifelong Republican, dyed-in-the-wool conservative, saying that on this issue, that he and President Joe Biden, a Democrat, are aligned, that they see things clearly. And I thought that Mitch McConnell laid that out perfectly. And again, you get people say, well, you can't trust Mitch McConnell. This is what we have to get over, folks. We have to get over this whole stigma of saying just because someone is from the other party, we're going to dismiss everything they're saying. All right? Doesn't matter whether that's Republican or Democratic.
It's the same thing that the Republicans do internally. Like whenever somebody disagrees with Donald Trump, rhino.
Right.
Exactly. It's just saying, if I don't agree with you, then we can't trust you. And it's not considering what other people are thinking.
And remember what Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, is fond of saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, political or otherwise. And so let's not just dismiss Mitch McConnell. We can agree with him on a host of other issues, as I do. But I think it's noteworthy that someone who has been in Congress, who has been in leadership positions as long as Mitch McConnell has, that he's at least stepping forward and saying, look, I'm with President Biden on this. That he points out very clearly that this money that's been approved for Ukraine is being spent in 38 states in America. That a lot of this money is going to build new weapons that replaces older American weapons. So what's happening is that the United States is sending Ukraine some of our more dated, very operational, but they're more dated weapons and ammunition. They're sending that to Ukraine, and then this money is being spent in 38 different states to build more equipment that we then are keeping for ourselves to give the United States more upgraded defenses. And by the way, as he points out, aside from there are some folks that have volunteered to go over and serve with Ukraine. I believe there have been a couple of Americans that volunteered on their own to go fight with Ukraine and were killed. But there are no American forces. There's no American boots on the ground. No U.S. troops on the ground that are being killed. And McConnell's making the point here that as long as we are sending aid to Ukraine, as long as Ukrainians can defend themselves and hopefully, God willing, defeat Russia, that will prevent U.S. forces from having to go do it themselves. So, look, I agree with Mitch McConnell on this. Again, there are several things I don't, and I've called out on this program, and we'll continue to do so. But we have to get out of this habit of dismissing everything the other person says simply because they have a different label, different letter behind their name. I think Mitch McConnell on this thing is exactly right. And it goes to prove that how far the Trump base, the mega base, has strayed from the original Republican Party. Going to come back, wrap things up, get ready for Matt Flynn at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. The new Noon from 2 edition of the Todd Allbowl Show along with Mr. Aaron Zomers continues on the Civic Media Radio Network.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5. The Tap.
A sprinkle or two possible this morning with gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon. We'll get to around 60 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high near 70. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. We have the confetti cannons set up. We have the smoke guns ready because this is going to be spectacular. Matt Flynn, a new expanded 2-hour edition. He comes out through confetti and smoke and sits in his leather chair, a new golden microphone. For Matt Flynn. I'm looking forward to all of this.
Yeah, it's actually shaped like the WIRI chicken microphone, yes. But it's solid gold. I don't know how it still works as a microphone when it's solid gold, but you know.
The new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Do not want to miss it. Coming up at 2 o'clock from 2 until 4. Have you ever been frustrated because you're like, I listen to Matt Flynn and he's so popular, I can't get in. I can't get my call in. Well, now you have twice the amount of time to talk to Matt Flynn. It'll be spectacular as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. I cannot wait. So hopefully you've adjusted or will adjust to our new schedule. Again, we're going to be coming at you every day from noon until 2, right after As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. So then up till noon, then us from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 4. Great late morning, midday, early afternoon block of information, hopefully a couple of laughs along the way. Hope you will start joining us every day now from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 3. Want to end up a little update here on this House Speaker race. This is from about 13 minutes ago, according to CNN. Republican members are returning this afternoon from the weekend break and now being told that Republicans will hold a 5:30 Central Time, that's 6:30 Eastern Time, closed-door conference meeting in the Longworth House office building at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. Says during the meeting, members will hear speeches. Oh, pardon me, that's tonight. And then we'll hear speeches from each of the 9, that's right, 9 declared Republican candidates vying for the Speaker gavel. This is how it's expected to play out. Each of the candidates will have 2 minutes, only giving them 2 minutes for a speech, laying out their platform. Members will then have 1 minute each to ask a question, and candidates will have 30 seconds to respond. This is going to be ridiculous. It's hard to estimate, CNN says, where the forum will end, but likely will end around 9:30 or 10 o'clock Eastern time, according to aides. Several members told CNN they're waiting to make an endorsement until after they hear each of the 9 candidates. Then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, the House GOP will vote for their speaker nominee. With multiple candidates currently in the running, members will cast a successive series of secret ballots, with a candidate who garners the fewest number of votes in each round dropped from the running. Process will continue until number 1, there are only 2 candidates left, or 2, until 1 candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. Here, a plurality of votes is not enough. The winning candidate will need 50% plus 1 of the conference, or a minimum of 113 votes. The conference vote is expected to take several hours, as there will be several rounds of voting. As of 15 minutes ago, there is no time or date scheduled for a floor vote. That will be determined by the speaker designee, McHenry. Wow. I mean, this is just crazy. Wes from Middleton on the WMDX line says, ranked choice voting, Todd? Well, I mean, kind of, sort of. So again, to recap, here's the latest from about 15 minutes ago, according to CNN, that the members, Republican members, returning today, and at 5:30 our time, 5:30 our time, 6:30 DC time, the Republican conference going to meet in a closed door private session where they're basically going to have a debate amongst these nine people we told you about at the top of the show. And they'll have 2 minutes to give a speech, and then they'll take questions, have 30 seconds to respond. It says it probably will end around 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight Eastern time, but who knows? And then tomorrow in the morning, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Wisconsin time, and tomorrow morning, they'll go into another closed-door session by secret ballot and vote until either A, there's only two candidates left, or B, until one candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. So they have to get 50% plus one, meaning a minimum of 113 votes. And yet still, there's no word on when they might bring this to a floor for an actual vote for an actual speaker.
Yeah, that's all pretty confusing. Jeff Perry comments on Facebook, that is crazy convoluted. Is there a right swimsuit competition?
You know what? That's funny that he says that, because I was trying to think of something today. And again, Chris Pauls came up with this brilliant bit that we're calling What's Worse. But I was trying to think of, like, how can we make a little bit of fun with this, have a little bit of fun with this, not be all serious. And I thought, you know, it's not dissimilar to like a Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant. You know, well, like, you know, should there be a swimsuit competition? And looking at these nine guys, my answer immediately is no. No, there should not be.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at as well.
Right. But do you have talent? I mean, let's not just hear about policy. How about, you know, can one of these guys play piano? You know, does he dance? You know, I mean, what sort of talent do these people have? Maybe there's a magician in there. Could create 113 votes. I don't know. But see, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this, Mr. How about this? We're running out of time. Otherwise, I ask people to call in, maybe tomorrow. How about Ryan Seacrest is the speaker pro tem, and he hosts this competition, and then let America decide?
That would make for some interesting TV.
We just have people call in and vote for speaker and let America decide. And whatever America decides, that's what Republicans have to do to vote a speaker in.
I don't even know what would happen from that. I guess would decide.
Well, it's just, you know, have a little bit of fun. But I think it just goes to prove again, in all seriousness, this whole debacle, and Mr. Perry is right, it's enormously convoluted and confusing. It proves once again the serious point that Republicans in 2023 cannot govern. They can't govern. You've got Joe Biden overseeing an international issue, is doing a great job involving the international community. You've got Hakeem Jeffries ready, sitting there, keeping his entire caucus together. You've got Chuck Schumer in the Senate working with Mitch McConnell, a Republican, to get the Senate in order. But Republicans in the House cannot govern. Remember that as you go to the voting booth in 2024. Remember to join us again tomorrow from noon until 2, our brand new time, for Mr. Zomers and everybody that called in. We thank you. Stay tuned now for a brand new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.